Hello, dear friends. This is Paul Scharf, Church Ministries representative for the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. I'm so privileged to be coming to you today to talk about the events of 2022 as we think of this past year in review. And I have posted here for your review, sort of an annual report, a compiling of statistics and information regarding last year in ministry. This is now the third time I've done such a report. I did it last year for 2021, and I did it at mid-year this year, frankly, so at least in part, so that I would have an easier task of compiling the statistics here at the end of the year, having done the first half already. And so if you'd like, you can look at the entire year in comparison with the first half of the year, or the entire year in comparison with last year of 2021. And so I commit these to you for your review. I'd love to hear any feedback that you have, any questions, comments, concerns that you might have about any of it. And I'm going to mostly leave it to you to do that and to look at these numbers and other figures and other facts here and judge for yourself what you think. You can see in many cases the progress and growth that the Lord in grace has given us just since last year. And we praise the Lord for that. We praise Him for the opportunities He supplies. We praise Him for His provision. We thank the Lord for all that He's given to us. And we know there's also a real stewardship involved in that, don't we, as well? Because Jesus said in Luke chapter 12, verse 48, "For everyone to whom much is given, from him much will be required. And to whom much has been committed, of him they will ask the more." Pray for us that we would be faithful in light of the amazing opportunities that God has given to us in this ministry with the Friends of Israel. And we also want to say a hearty thank you and express our gratitude for everyone who prays, everyone who gives, everyone who reads, everyone who listens, everyone who is involved in some way or another with our ministry. Without your spiritual investment, dear friend, there wouldn't be a ministry. And we praise the Lord. We praise the Lord for the churches we've been in, the ministries we've worked with. And so I think the report is quite self-explanatory, so I'm going to leave it to you to work through it and, as I said, compare anything you'd like to previous reports. I will say this, we know that only our Bibles are inspired and infallible and inerrant, and I don't claim that for this document. And, you know, it's sometimes very difficult with the variety of ministry opportunities that we have in a given year, and trying to categorize things and try to make sure that those categories are consistent from, say, last year's report to this year's report, that things are counted in the same way and placed in the same type of event category and so forth. Sometimes that can be a little bit tricky. And so while I certainly have tried to get it all right, it's possible there could be some inconsistency hidden in there somewhere. I think that this year's report, if there is such a lack somewhere in it, it's still consistent within itself for this year, for 2022. If you do find some type of a mathematical error, for instance, though, please let me know. And I just wanted to add those few footnotes. And the bigger picture, though, we certainly have so much to be grateful for, and we have also many challenges ahead. And so I conclude the report with a section that I call Final Thoughts and Future Goals. I could say a lot more about all of these, but some of them are not ready yet really for a complete development or treatment in that way. And there's quite a bit here for you to consider if you're really interested in our ministry. I just want to stress again how important I think technology and media, communication as a whole, but especially ministry through technology and media ministry, are really going to have to become, I think, more and more a bigger part of what we're focused on. We'll never, Lord willing, we'll never not be in a church on Sunday morning for the most part. We want to maintain that human relation with people and be in churches and be out and be seen and be ministering and be in small churches. But we also want to take advantage of stewardship opportunities that we have to be able to reach more and more people in the most strategic ways possible. And of course, we can do that as we take advantage of oncoming opportunities to minister by way of these new technologies and the media. And so one of the things that I hope to build on, especially from last year into this year, is this idea of one-minute radio spots that can run on many different radio stations and, of course, point people to, yes, ultimately the gospel and the scriptures, and also to our ministry and to the information we offer. So please pray for us as we attempt to improve, to upgrade our presentation, and to take advantage of every legitimate opportunity that the Lord opens before us in these means that we have through sermonaudio.com. Certainly that will continue to be the foundation of what we're doing online and in technology and media, and then reaching out in creative ways as the Lord gives us those very, very special opportunities. Well, it's such a wonderful thing to have just this ability to communicate with you here on Sermon Audio about these things and to be able to share this report and share these thoughts with you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest in our ministry. Please do continue to pray for us and to meet us here. I hope that you find this report helpful, and I hope that it's an encouragement to you in the ministry that the Lord gives you to do in these very incredible times in which we live. To him be all glory, and God bless you, my dear friend. Thanks for listening.